Now let's discuss central fixation. The eye, like a camera, focuses the picture on the back of the eye, called the retina. However, unlike a camera, in which the film is equally sensitive in every part, there is a point on the retina that has maximum sensitivity, called the fovea centralis, literally the central pit. The point is the seat of the most acute vision. The eye with normal vision, therefore, sees a part of everything it looks at best, and all other parts less well, in proportion to their distance from the point of maximum vision. It is an invariable symptom of all abnormal conditions of the eyes that this central fixation is lost. The cause of this loss of function in the center of sight is mental strain. When the mind is under a strain, the vision decreases. The center of sight is affected first, partially or completely, according to the degree of the strain. And if the strain is great enough, the whole or greater part of the retina may be involved. When the vision of the center of sight has been suppressed, partially or completely, a person can no longer see best the point at which he is looking. He sees objects not regarded directly as well or better because the sensitivity of the retina has now become approximately equal in every part, or may even be better in the outer part than in the center. Therefore, in all cases of defective vision, a person is unable to see best where he is looking. This condition is sometimes so extreme that a person may look as far away from an object as it is possible in order to see it, and yet see it just as well as when he is looking directly at it. When an eye possesses central fixation, it not only possesses impeccable sight, but it is perfectly at rest and can be used indefinitely without fatigue. But when fixation is eccentric, when central fixation is not possible, the eye quickly tires. Eccentric fixation is a symptom of strain and is relieved by any method that relieves strain.